Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope you guys are doing well and you've been fishing since my last podcast. Let's hope you put a few on the bank. Well, you join me today. I'm fishing with my best fishing partner, Alex, today. Been looking forward to this one. Decided to come back down to Atkins Lake. Always a good chance here that the trophy could be handed over, which it hasn't been done for a while now. It's stuck in Alex's van since we fished the Noisy Lake, it was, I believe, when Alex had that ugly carp out. So we decided to come down here because, yet again, we got a good chance. Had them two carp out over the weekend. As you guys know, I really did actually struggle to catch them two carp throughout the week. I'm down a few times with no joy, a few bleeps, pickups, etc., etc., but nothing on the back of it. But we're back down here today anyway. It's in the evening, so we can only fish the night swims down here. So I'm in the one furthest away, which is the one next to my favourite swim, which is next to the one that had my fish out the other day. But I've actually bushwhackered my left-hand side rod over to the spot. If you haven't listened to that last podcast, it's a long one, but it's worth listening to, and you get to hear about the spot. So I put it on the spot. Sorry, I'll stop saying that. And I've gone with DNA SLK pop-up, and as you guys know from the back of the last podcast, I've switched over to the less flavoured pop-up this time, so it's more buoyant, and I've got crushed boilie, a few whole boilies, and some pellet on top. Not much at all, just I'm trying to look for a bite today, and I bushwhacked that out all the way. Trust me, it was a lot of sections, but I got there. Right hand side rod has literally gone out. There's a along that bank there to the next like tree that used to be there. I've put out on there as well. That used to be a good spot in the past as well. And on that, I've got exactly the same in the bushwhacker, but I've decided to use Baitworks Scent from Hell, a white pop up. I want to give white a go. Me and Alex used to use a lot of Baitworks baits, definitely rate them. We'll go back to them definitely at some point. Atlantic Heat was our favourite one, had quite a few carp out on that, and one of the Atlantic Heat baits we used on the rig end was the white Atlantic Heat. That's poor English, but we used to use the white Atlantic Heat and used to catch lots of carp on that. So I thought let's give it a go and put out a Scent from Hell. So I've got some of them in my bag, so I've got that out on that rod there. So let's see how we get on. So rod's been out now probably about 25 minutes, and I've just had a mad old like pick up line bite of whatever it was. I have no idea what it was. It was probably leaping, come over to it, hit into it straight away, and nothing was there. So it could well be a bream, could be a liner, I don't know, but it was enough to think I need to hit into this carp, a carp or fish should I say, but there was nothing there. I was hitting into air, so nothing at all. So definitely a little bit gutted. So I've had to re-put it back out again, and see what happens. I can't risk not putting it back out, basically. Right, I was just biting down into my burger that Alex has kindly made to me. This is like probably about 15 minutes after that last, after I've last put it back out. And basically I've got a nice little small mirror carp on the bank. Well chuffed, probably only about 7-8 pounds. Not massive at all, lovely winter colours again. I have got a photo of it, so it probably will go up. We will be the picture of the podcast at the moment, unless I manage to get a bigger one. And it depends how many times I come down it. Anyway, stop going on. But yeah, I'm super chuffed to have it on that spot. That spot's definitely doing carp. What excites me even more, I seem to be the only person catching carp down here at the moment. There's one guy down here at the moment with his bivvy up. Alex spoke to him when he got here. He's been here since Monday, hasn't caught one fish. Like, I'm not being big-headed. I did talk about that in my last podcast, but I clearly am doing something right on this lake. Because from who I've spoken to down here and the amount of time I spent down here in the past week, no one's had any carp out. So yeah, I'm definitely doing something right. I'm well chuffed. I'm well happy, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, so I put it back out again. I just want Alex to catch one now. But actually, I know I want to catch another one that Alex can catch one. But the main thing is that at the moment, the trophy, the Lee, what do you call it, the Lee and Nibs Carping Cup trophy, or something, we call it something like that, is coming back to me at the moment. It's coming back home, where it belongs. Well, it's 8:52 and I've just put another one back. We've had to put the whole rod out and everything. On the same rod again. I'm absolutely buzzing. There's two out. He probably went about, gave me a cracking fight. He really gave me a good fight. Really did. I thought it was going to be bigger than what it was, a lot bigger. But it probably only was about 11 pounds. 11, 12 pounds or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But great. Absolutely buzzing. I wanted to say one thing. In this swim, I wouldn't have caught these carp today without the good old bushwhacker again. I can't. I've lost count on how many carp that the bushwhacker has definitely put on the bank for me. And the reason why it's done it for me today, obviously because of the distance, dropping on the head. But I can't cast to the swim from the swim I'm in because there's a tree coming out to the left. So literally I'm bushwhackering it under this tree that's coming out and putting it on the spot like that. So it's doing the job. I'm absolutely buzzing, guys. Absolutely buzzing. Well, I just had a complete mad one. Left-hand rod ripped off. And I had a cracking fight with the other fish on. Managed to get him in after, probably say about 3 minutes of fighting it. He was definitely giving his own. Got him in. And I didn't weigh him, but I'd say probably went about, what'd you say, Alex, 15, 16 pounds? Would you give me for that one?
I'll give you that.
Yeah, 15, 16 pound mirror, which is really nice to get one of the bigger carp from this lake today. And then as we was putting that one back out on the bushwhacker, that was my right hand rod. My left hand rod went. So Alex had to rescue the bushwhacker and the rod that was like halfway across the lake. And then I played that one, got in quite quick, and that turned out to be the smallest one of the night. A sprat mirror. But they all count. It's still like four carp up, and the trophy's definitely coming home to me. Unless Alex can pull it out of the bag. But no, it's all good fun. It's all good fun. That's why we come to this lake, and this is what it should be fishing like for both of us. We both should be catching that many carp. We're decent anglers, so we should be catching. But you know, Alex is just going through a bit of a rush of time at the moment, but it's fine. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna park this bit of section here for now, and I'll catch up with you guys in a second. Right, I'm all packed up in the car now, ready to go home. Managed to finish with four fish, absolutely buzzing about that. More importantly, the trophy's coming home today for me, which I'm really excited about. But it's only a laugh. We were joking about it before. We just take the mick out of each other. But yeah, no, it's all good. It's good to actually get four fish out. They were clearly down the end of the lake, which is good. So I'm undecided if I'm going to finish the podcast here. You're going to know sooner than me. That makes sense because you're going to hear the next segment if it's finished or not. But what I'm going to do, if I do come out again, it's Wednesday today. If I do come out again this week and fish this lake again, I'll continue the podcast. It makes sense. If anything, it's going to be the weekend, I would have thought, unless I come Friday. I'm not too sure yet. So let's find out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the podcast. It's Sunday evening, and unfortunately, I've been unable to get back down to the lake again to pick up the session there. But I do like to bring my podcast, if I do more than one session, to an end at the end of the week. It kind of makes sense in my head, and then restart again next week. Speaking of next week, the weather's warming up again. So I don't think I'll be back down on Atkins Lake, which part of me is quite happy about because I kind of feel like I've put a lot of hours into it. And I'd rather be putting them hours into Lily's Lake with a chance of catching one of those mega carp in there. So once again, thank you so much for listening. Speak English. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really do appreciate it. If you go fishing from now until my next one, I hope you catch a mega one. Take care of yourself, tight lines, and speak to you next time. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.